8 out of 10 consumers do it regularly. They use a payment app to transfer money. Be careful. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. Those payment app transactions have little, if any, government oversight. There could be security issues involved on the part of the financial firm backing the app. There may be excessive fees and charges, no safety net for mistakes in the transaction. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is pushing for new rules and regulations that would require the payment apps to adhere to other consumer protection laws that apply to banks and to clarify reimbursement policies if consumers get scammed. It may take a while for the regulations, if approved, to actually find their way to your app, so in the meantime, it's important to know the terms, proceed with caution, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. An office team study found 80% of managers believe when workers dress up in the office, they're more productive. Professional attire, even casual professional, apparently helps workers feel confident and communicate better and gain more respect from others. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.